You know how Google likes to refashion its logo from time to time, say for the holidays or special occasions? Well, a week from today, the logo might just be designed by a kid from Colorado. His name's Jimmy Ferguson. He's in the seventh grade and lives in Bayfield in the state's southwest corner. You can see his design. It's a finalist in a competition right now at CPR.org. Jimmy told Zachary Barr about the kinds of things he likes to draw.
Usually robotic things and then like mythical creatures.
Tell me more about both of those. First, the robotic creatures.
What really started this whole thing was the whole robot thing was this video game called Mech Assault, where you'd basically drive around mechs, and it's spelled M-E-C-H. And, they're basically just big fighting robots that you drive around and blow stuff up with.
And the mythical creatures?
They're usually, like, T-Rex hybrid things or just a bunch of weird stuff.
From your imagination?
Yeah.
I'll confess, it's been a long time since I was in middle school. What's the current policy on doodling during class? Allowed? Not allowed?
Usually they allow it if you're paying attention, which it actually helps me focus more when I doodle.
And is there one class in particular where you doodle a lot?
I usually doodle a lot in social studies. We watch a lot of movies in there.
There's a lot of time to get some drawing done.
Yeah. I have this, like, super tiny little notebook, and I, like, about half of the pages are notes, and the other half are doodles.
So let's talk about your drawing of the Google logo. I'm looking at it now. The G and the O are combined into a sort of 3D cube.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and tell me about the next set of letters, the O and the G. What's that?
Okay, well, the G is kind of like a third-dimensional projector that's projecting the O.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And where'd you get the idea for that?
I do not really know. It just kind of came to me.
And the G is also at its tail, at its bottom end, it's spewing out what looks like some green toxic sludge.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I was more thinking nuclear, though, but same thing.
And the L is a rocket ship. And tell us about the E. What's that?
Okay, well, what I was thinking about the E is it was the launch tower for the rocket. Basically shaped like a big E, and the little hole where the E should be, there's a set of windows. And then on the top of it, there's like a satellite dish and a few radio antennas. And the whole thing's gray.
Your logo seems to have a futuristic space theme.
Yes, that's exactly what it's going for.
Did you receive any instruction from Google on what approach to take?
The theme was that if I could travel any place in time, I'd visit. So I really picked the future.
I see. So everyone took that cue to start their drawings.
Yes.
Now, I understand that you didn't really want to enter this contest.
Well, I was really only doing it because my mom said I had to enter some competition. So what better one to do than one by Google?
She forced you into it. How did she convince you?
She doesn't stop talking about it and then I get irritated.
You're a finalist in this competition. Have you already won anything for making it this far?
First there's the trip to New York.
Oh.
And, yeah.
You're going to New York?
Yes, and that's where they're going to be announcing who won everything and whatnot.
Have you ever been to New York?
Never.
So you'll find out when you're in New York if you've won or not.
Yes.
And if you do win, besides having your drawing be the Google logo for a day, are there other prizes?
Yes. I'll end up getting a $30,000 scholarship, and my school will end up getting a $50,000 computer lab.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
If you don't win, what will become of this logo?
It will just basically hang up in our game room for the rest of eternity.
Jimmy, thanks so much for talking with us.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Jimmy Ferguson is a seventh grader at Bayfield Middle School in southwest Colorado. He spoke with CPR's Zachary Barr. To see if his Google Doodle wins, well, just Google something next Friday.